Project Elf operated for about 20 years and was a frequent target of nuclear weapons protesters in northern Wisconsin. Now U.S. Forest Service Great Divide Ranger Connie Cheney says all the buildings, fences, and some of the power poles from the extremely low-frequency transmitter base have been removed.
We will continue to mow some of the elf line, and that's good habitat for elk and other species. And also, in partnership with Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, we are going to be using the site that's been cleared, revegetated, and use it as an elk viewing area.
Cheney says an observation deck will be built for people to watch over the now open fields that used to house the controversial base in the Shawamigan National Forest. DNR elk biologist Lane Stoll says the elk like to graze in the former elk facility. He says it's easier for the 135 number elk to eat and grow.
Which means that they're hitting the ground running and they develop fast, they get a larger body size.
Now Cheney says the once off-limits area is again open to everyone.
It is kind of neat that it went from a controversial site to one that's pretty much of benefit to elk and to the public.
A few of the elf power poles still remain, but will be taken down probably by the end of this year. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.